on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, welcome into On the Map. Tonight, we're exploring spring training in Arizona. And just in time for the Academy Awards, we'll explore Tinseltown, the City of Angels, the historic TCL Chinese Theater, and a Hollywood dining classic for over a century, and that is Musso and Frank. But first, it is a beautiful day for a ballgame for the Chicago Cubs in Mesa, Arizona. The club's 25-game schedule consists of 17 games at Sloan Park, including two exhibition games against the Atlanta Braves on March 24th and 25th, and eight Cactus League road games. The abbreviated spring campaign will take a hiatus when the team heads to Japan in mid-March. And the trip to Tokyo includes the two exhibition games and two previously announced regular season games against the Los Angeles Dodgers on March 18th and 19th. Now, at Sloan Park, the dimensions of the playing surface closely matches those of the Cubs' regular home stadium, Wrigley Field. And there are many secondary fields at the park, most of which are training and practice fields. And with the capacity of 15,000, Sloan Park is the largest spring training stadium by capacity in Major League Baseball. And to talk about experiencing spring training in Mesa is the Cubs' general manager of spring training business operations, and that's Justin Piper. Justin, welcome in.
Welcome. Yeah, happy to be here from sunny Mesa, Arizona.
Sunny Mesa. I'm looking at the weather. A beautiful day for a ball game.
Yes, we are eager to get on to open the gates. Kicked it all off with a beautiful day for a fan celebration this past Monday for our first full squad workout.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, 10 years for Sloan Park. Tell folks about the experience, because you know, watching America's Pastime is great at Wrigley Field, but you've really kind of recreated that experience and a fan-friendly experience at Sloan Park.
Yes, absolutely. I think one of the most unique things about the facility and those that designed it is really blending the unique characteristics of the Southwest and the Cactus League with those elements that you will all know very well from Wrigley Field. From the brick behind home plate to some of the architectural elements around the ballpark. And, of course, our outfield lawn seating is really meant to almost feel like the bleachers at Wrigley Field.
And that's what's beautiful about this park, too, because I've been there several times over the years, is that I do feel very immersed in the kind of the Cubs experience when I'm there. So it doesn't feel like I'm so far away from home, but much better weather.
There you go. I think one of the favorites is also the replica marquee,
yeah,
which is a Sloan Park marquee that sits on our concourse where fans can go up and get their pictures taken with unique custom messages on the board.
I love that. Tell folks about the experience there, because I know, you know, there's a lot of things to do there. I know kids can run the bases on Sundays when there's home games there, which is very reminiscent of what we do at Wrigley Field. But there's a lot of great little fan experiences just being in that ballpark.
Yes, I feel that one of the most unique elements of spring training is really the closeness to the experience and the players. Fans can start their day off on the backfield. As you mentioned, we have six practice fields in addition to the stadium, and workouts typically begin for a afternoon game around 10 a.m. Fans can come watch the team stretch and get ready for the day. They can watch batting practice. They can even catch players in the minor league system on the backfield. So you get all of that in the morning, and then you can make your way over to the stadium and take in the sights and sounds of the ballpark, with first pitch for most games being a 1 p.m.
Now, what's funny about this, you know, I say 15,000 people fit in the stadium, but it does feel very intimate. It does.
Yes, absolutely. You get that nice, intimate feel. And 15,000 people is packed in here, but it's the right balance and creates that right energy for a spring training game.
I was reading on the website handheld radios, which is very traditional. Back even in the 60s, 50s, 70s, they would bring their transistor radios in the park. And small televisions are welcomed at Sloan Park as long as they don't interfere with other guests' enjoyment of the game. So no flat screens.
Yeah, it must be a pretty small television, right? must be a phone. You can hold it in your hand now.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Let's talk a little bit about the food and the concessions there, because there's tastes of Chicago all over the place.
Yes. Just like the elements around the ballpark and the fan experience, the food is critical. And there's a blend between the Chicago classic. Fans are able to get their Vienna Beef hot dogs, their Wrigley Field Smokies, and a number of other Chicago classics. Fans can try a Sonoran Dog, which is a bacon-wrapped hot dog that's grilled with beans, pico de gallo, and a couple other toppings.
That's cool.
We'll also have tacos and tamales and some other flavors. And then, of course, you can always just get your ballpark classic around the ballpark.
And there, of course, is great lodging nearby. So immediately adjacent to Sloan Park, there's a Sheraton Mesa at Wrigleyville West. And then there's also the Hyatt Place Hotel at the Mesa Riverview Shopping Complex across Dobson Road from Sloan Park. So, you know, you can go to Mesa.com, visit Mesa.com to find out where to stay. But there's plenty of accommodations to make this trip comfortable and come see your Cubbies, right?
Yes, I know the hotels you mentioned. In addition, there's a Courtyard by Mesa right beyond the right field fence. But there's lots of options for fans when they visit Mesa.
Very cool. Tickets for games, best places to go to explore and see when you can attend?
Yeah, we always recommend Cubs.com and SloanPark.com. You'll also be able to find on SloanPark.com all of the unique promotions and other events that are going on a game-to-game basis. There's a number of special ticket offers that we rolled out this year, pre-game celebration, and a few other things that fans can find information on.
Very cool. Put Mesa, Arizona, and Sloan Park on the map to see your Cubbies. As Justin said, visit Cubs.com or SloanPark.com for more information. Justin, thank you for your insight, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thank you very much.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on the map today is spring training. The Grand Canyon State, Arizona, serves as the home to the Chicago Cubs and Chicago White Sox this time of year. Josh Coddington is the Director of Communications for the Arizona Office of Tourism. He's a Diamondbacks fan, so we'll let him have that in his home state, and he joins me tonight. Hi, Josh, and welcome back to On the Map.
Hey, I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Diamondbacks, it's okay. It's okay. You got to be a fan where you live, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. I got my hat. It's teal. It's perfect for the sunny weather out here.
Okay, don't rub that in. It's going to be warm enough. It's going to be warm enough. You know, so all I'm thinking about, and I think everybody in Chicago is thinking about, is baseball season and spring training. And Arizona is definitely top of mind for me and millions of others, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love spring training here in Arizona. I try to say sometimes that it's the most wonderful time of the year, which is spring in Arizona. I mean, we all love Christmas, of course, too, but spring in Arizona is pretty special.
Before we get to spring training, which I do want to talk about both destinations, let's just talk about some must-sees in Arizona in general. The Grand Canyon, the Havasu Falls, top of the list, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Grand Canyon and Grand Canyon National Park and Havasu Falls are really amazing destinations. And for all the images you may have seen of them, it really doesn't compare to being here in person and seeing them. And one of the things I always share about the Grand Canyon is it really is a park for every type of visitor, because you can go there and you can just look over and take in the views. You don't have to be super mobile to enjoy that. But, you know, if you're a real strong outdoors enthusiast, you can also do a hike down into the canyon. You can do bike riding. There's a great canyon rim trail. So really, I mean, there's kind of something for everybody at the Grand Canyon. And it's always one of definitely our most popular things to see.
And you can do so much traveling through Arizona via Route 66, which is classic. It starts here in Chicago.
Yeah, I feel like that's a great connection between Arizona and Chicago. Is Route 66 is always really popular with most visitors, because there's so many little towns along the way that you can stop in and have lunch or go into a memorabilia shop and find all those super cool aluminum signs and great food to eat at diners and just cruise along. And it's really, really a laid-back attitude and a thing that we take a lot of pride of here in Arizona. to make a great experience for our visitors.
Now, hiking and wine tasting, I wouldn't do them together necessarily, but that's what Sedona is all about, right?
Absolutely. Sedona is beautiful and world famous for a reason. There are so many great things to do there. I would recommend getting up early in the morning, watching the sunrise, and taking that hike. They have a ton of great hikes to do in Sedona where you can really hike amongst those amazing red rocks and just see Sedona from some really great vantage points. And then I would say after you have your hike, make sure you consume plenty of water first.
Yeah.
And then go check out some of those great wine tasting rooms there that largely serve wines that are made in Arizona as well.
Yeah, I was going to say there's over 100 wineries, 22 varietals produced in Arizona. There's nearly 100 licensed craft breweries and growing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really a fun sector to kind of include in your visitor experience. If you want to come and, you know, check out these great wineries, these great craft breweries, you know, one thing that people may not realize is that all of our vintners here will tell you that growing grapes in the desert makes them more full-bodied than in other places because, you know, those grapes really have to try hard to survive, but they say it makes for a great wine with some unique flavors here, so that's definitely worth checking out when you make a stop.
And let's go back to some nature here. Like, there are 22 national parks and monuments in Arizona to visit.
Arizona is so amazing for outdoor recreation, and that's one of our favorite things to share with people because not only is Arizona a very large western state, but it's also very diverse. And so there are many different places to visit where you can do hiking in a desert setting amongst saguaro cactuses, or you can do hiking in the mountains near Flagstaff on these great alpine trails out there. And so there's really just a great diversity that's all grouped together in one state to go check out.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. The Arizona Trail, 800 miles long, dedicated to hiking, mountain biking, horseback riding, and cross-country skiing. I mean, this is an adventure all on its own.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if you make a plan to go do the Arizona Trail, it's really great to take it in sections, but it goes from the southern part of the state all the way through the north. And if you want the adventure of a lifetime, definitely check out the Arizona Trail. Get your multiple pairs of shoes, your water, your sunscreen, your mountain bike, your horse, your burro. Get them all ready because you're going to have an amazing, unforgettable time.
No question. Absolutely no question. And two of the top-rated waterfalls in the United States are located in Arizona. Grand Falls, which isn't open right now, but Havasu Falls is just beautiful.
So that Havasu Falls is definitely something that should be on everyone's bucket list of a must-see place because it's within the Grand Canyon. It has those turquoise waters, and it's really just spectacular. But the pro tip here is that if you want to go check out Havasu Falls, you actually have to get a permit to do that because it's very popular, but it's also on American Indian tribal land. And so you definitely want to make sure that you have the proper permit to do your hike there because not only is it beautiful, but it's also a 10-mile hike to get there. So you want to make sure you are fully prepared to do that one.
You know, three of the 10 world's best destination spas are in Arizona. I mean, it's such a beautiful place to begin with. But if you're really looking for just some calm relaxation, it's the place to be.
Absolutely. We have amazing spas in Arizona. There are a few that are in the Sedona area and a few that are in southern Arizona that are really spectacular. I love Tucson for its resort and spa scenes. And I always think of you can head to Tucson and you can do a bike ride or a hike or a walk even in the morning. And then you can come back to your resort and go to the spa, get a treatment, do some relaxation by the pool, you know, maybe have a great beverage and just really enjoy that time. So it's really kind of whatever you're looking for to relax, you can definitely do that in Arizona.
The dining scene, where you can stay, there's so many great opportunities. Arizona chefs and restaurants have received more than 50 James Beard nominations since 2010. So it's really become a culinary destination.
Absolutely. Arizona is certainly on the rise as a culinary destination. And I would add that it really is different types of food and culinary experiences for all types of people and all types of palates. It doesn't really matter what you want. You can find something here that you're going to like. one of my favorite things is the Southwest cooking here, and especially in the Tucson area. They have great food that's influenced by our Hispanic culture and by the American Indian culture here in Arizona. We have some amazing chefs there that are making the type of food that is really of Arizona, and you will not get it in any other place, and it's really just something you have to try. And I say try multiple times when you're here.
So I was going to say, this is all the layers on top of what people are coming for right now, which is spring training. You got Mesa for the Cubs, Glendale for the Sox. Talk a little bit about those two destinations and the fun you can have around there.
Absolutely. So one of my favorite things about spring training is how family and fan oriented it really is. I always recommend, whether it's Sloan Park for the Cubs or whether it's Camelback Ranch for the White Sox, to get there early, get there an hour to an hour and a half before game time. And I recommend doing that because that's when you can really interact with the players and interact with the players, interact with the teams, and it gives you close access to baseball players that you would not otherwise get. And it's really a fun time. You can let the kids run around. And then once the game starts, of course, they have all these great grass berms in the outfield that you can sit and watch the game from. And I love this one because I have a four-year-old, and my wife and I go out there. We set our blanket out, and we let her run around. Last year, we could keep her on the blanket, but now she's a year older, and she just runs and goes around everywhere. But the great thing is that there are other people with their kids out there too, so it's a great way to have them play together and make some new friends for sure. So you know, it's really about having a good time at the baseball stadium, you know, watching your teams, kind of getting an idea for how they might look this year, and even, you know, seeing the more famous players out there playing and being closer than you're really gonna get at a regular stadium.
I say that's what that experience is all about. Josh Coddington from Visit Arizona, visitarizona.com for more information. Josh, that was a pleasure. I appreciate your time today, and I'm coming out for some preseason baseball, so hope to see you at one of the games.
Yeah, that sounds great, Dave. Thanks for having me, and we look forward to having you.